What did they give you? Thorazine? Haldol? How much? How much? Learn your drugs. Know your doses. It's elementary.
I need to make a telephone call.
A telephone call? A telephone call? That's communication with the outside world. Doctor's discretion. Hey. All of these nuts could just make phone calls. They could spread insanity oozing through telephone cables, oozing to the ears of all these poor, sane people, infecting them. Wackos everywhere, plague of madness.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is January 25th, 2018. This is episode 434, and it's sponsored by Todd K63. Todd K63 asked today if we could do one of Stephen Wolf's ideas and trick some teenagers into eating Tide Pods. So we're going to try and fit that into the show at some point today. I think Stephen Wolf's idea was actually to call up a parent and tell them that their child was taken to the hospital for eating 20 Tide Pods. But nah, come on, that's silly. Let's actually get them to eat some Tide Pods. It'll be hilarious. Maybe I can get a teacher at a school to pass them out to everyone. This is going to be an awesome show. Hopefully we'll get to that. Before we get started, though, we have a few things to go over. First of all, you should be listening to the other shows that I've been doing recently, such as Brad's Cactus Shack and Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and, of course, the Hobosodes. You can listen to the Hobosodes by being a supporter of this show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. That's also where you can listen to Brad's Cactus Shack, but you don't have to pay for that one. That one's free. It's just on there because I'm too lazy to set up a feed or a page for it or anything. I'll do that one of these days, probably. But earlier this week, I think it was on Sunday, I did an episode of Brad's Cactus Shack about the Skunkworks conspiracy. Cody No Name sent me a link to a conspiracy video about Skunkworks and his underground tunnels. He's the guy that's been living out my fantasy in real life by digging tunnels underneath his house and living in them. A bunch of tunnels and bunkers, apparently. There's still no update on that story, but if you want to hear a fun conspiracy video about it, then Brad's Cactus Shack Episode 8, that's the thing to listen to. Also, the one before that one, like a week or two before that one, was Brad's Cactus Shack Episode 7, and that's the one where I read my arrest report from the 1990s. Because someone did a Freedom of Information request whatever thing and sent me my entire arrest report from 1993. That was kind of fun to go over all that. Let's see, what else? Hobosode 73, Pull Up Your Socks. It's an entire episode of me telling people at convenience stores to pull up their socks. And some of them actually do it. It's bizarre. And then the most recent episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, which you can find over at worldofprankcalls.com. I think anyone listening to this show would really enjoy the latest episode of that because it's the, remember Frank D'Amato and the Homeowners Association? And there was a bunch of really good calls that night and they all involved Frank. There's a call where I convince a guy that I'm inside of a lost city that's underneath his house. There's one where I tell a lady she's not driving an Audi, and that's against the Homeowners Association rules. And there's a good True Green call in there. It's just a good episode. Everyone should go listen to that over at worldofprankcalls.com. I'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes. Oh yeah, also the Sidewalk Chalk episode of 2015. If you remember those were pretty funny. I'd completely forgotten about all of those. I'm still editing a bunch of old shows from 2015 that I haven't touched since back then just because I was too busy and stuff. But now I have plenty of time, so I'm just doing a bunch of that lately. I've been putting a bunch of it up on youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. You can hear those Sidewalk Chalk calls from 2015 and some other fun stuff that I'd completely forgotten about. Mostly I'm just putting stuff up on the PLA YouTube channel that I've just put on Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. So you hear a lot of doubles in there, but whatever, who cares? It's still funny stuff, so I'm going to do it anyway. We've got an update from Tom from episode 431. He's the one that sent me the name of his landlord and his old apartment number and asked me to do a reference check on him. And I told his old landlord that he was digging tunnels underneath the apartment building, and she seemed to believe all of it. It looks like Tom sent me an update about 5 days ago. I just noticed it today. He says, "Hey Roy, I previously told you that I lived directly across the street from my old apartments. I was shoveling my driveway, and Robin, the lady you talked to, was pulling out, and she asked if I was digging another tunnel. LOL, so I guess she knew it was all a joke. And I wish she would have given me more details on that, like how'd you respond to her? But whatever, it's good to know that Robin has a sense of humor about the entire thing. She seemed so convinced in that phone call I made to her a few episodes ago. We need to talk about the feeds and the hobosodes. People are having problems with the feeds and hearing the hobosodes. I made some changes to the hobosode feed, not the one on Patreon, but the one if you're still using the old system on phonelosers.org, the Elite Cactus Squad thing. A few of you have been telling me that you can't download the episodes anymore, and that's because of the changes I made, and I had to make them, because all of the episodes were showing up on public directories and stuff, which makes the whole idea of hobosodes completely pointless. So I locked them down, and you may need to change your feeds, and the best way to do that is to go to phonelosers.org, click on the member area, and then click on the thing that says secret podcast feeds or RSS feeds, and read that entire page. It'll explain to you what the problem is. Hopefully, there's different kinds of feeds that you can put into your podcast reader app thing on your phone. And I should probably rewrite these instructions. They're really complicated, but it's just a pain in the ass, the whole thing, the way you have to do it. That's why I'm so thankful that Patreon is here, because Patreon just kind of works. It doesn't have all these stupid problems. So sorry if you're having problems getting the hobosodes, but if you can't figure out the feeds, just go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes, and you can click on them directly from the page and listen to them from there. That definitely works as long as you're logged in. But read that podcast feed page. That'll help you out. That should make things work. And send me a message if you're still having problems with it. One last thing, we need to talk about the 2018 PLA coins. Like, January's almost over. I haven't even started on those yet. We need to get those made ASAP, and I'm going to ask Don Fickles from ClownSec to hold my hand throughout the entire process and make sure that they are the coolest coins we've ever had before, which what I mean by that mainly is that the coins won't look like a chrome hubcap, and instead they're going to look like actual awesome coins, just like ClownSec has. And what I think we need to do to make this happen as soon as possible is to set up an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter or one of those services to make this happen quickly. And I know you guys are just going to say I should use the Patreon money for this, because I'm filthy rich from the Patreon money, and I spend my days swimming around in my giant pools of money that you guys send me for the show. But things are actually pretty tight around here since I quit my day job, and now I'm making monthly payments toward my restitution, paying off my attorney and all that. I'm not trying to complain or anything. All that's fine. You guys are being awesome supporting the show. But ClownSec did an Indiegogo, and that seemed to work out really well for him. He was able to get a bunch of coins made that way instead of just doing the minimum. And I'm going to do it the same way as last year. Like, the people on Patreon, the $20 and above, are going to get their coins for free. So you guys don't have to pay. You don't have to do the Indiegogo campaign or whatever we end up doing. And I'll do a discount again for everyone else who's been doing the $5 a month thing. But getting those coins made, it's going to cost at least $1,000 this time. I think last year I only got 300 of them made, or was it 200? I can't remember. I just know it was around $700 to do it. And I want to do at least 500 this year. I want to get a bunch of coins, so we're not going to run out of them for a while. So what do you guys think? Should I crowdfund this? It'll be the same as if people just buy the coins normally. They'll just be doing it in advance. Let me know what you think. We'll try and start getting that all set up soon. One way or the other, we got to get those coins made. And we're probably going to do the same design as last year, mainly because it's already done and it's ready to go. We just have to change the 2017 into a 2018. But also because ClownSec has shown me how amazing the coins can look if you do them the right way. So even though it's going to be the same design, it's going to be just a completely different type of coin that you're going to get this time. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see these done. All right, I think that's enough of an intro. Let's get started with the show.
Starbucks. Don't care how you spell your name. We got that hot stuff for you now.
Dark Earth and free pizza.
Healthy and delicious.
Domino's. At least we ain't Little Caesars.
We're not going to have humans there anymore. We get nothing. Lose.
So if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
Healthy and delicious.
Dark Earth and free pizza.
Domino's. We're all going to die someday.
Dark Earth and free pizza.
Healthy and
subway where customers want to have sex with this lady.
There's just not going to be any humans working there anymore. Is that going to freak you out? Or are you going to be okay with that? I've got this idea I've been wanting to try for a while. And I got this idea from the podcast called Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? That's a good podcast. You guys should listen to it. It's kind of like a prank call podcast, but not really a prank call podcast. It's very weird. But they were talking to some girl at some business, and she had a walkie-talkie, and they tried to get her to say something into the walkie-talkie, but they failed, and then they just never tried again. And ever since I heard that episode, I've been wanting to try that myself, but actually get them to say things into the walkie-talkie. And you guys might remember a few episodes ago, I was talking to a lady at the fitting rooms at a Walmart, and I got her to get on her walkie-talkie and ask everyone if they knew who Jason Segel was, but the only response to that was a supervisor coming over to make sure she's okay, I guess. So I want to try some more of that today, but I don't know what to get them to say into their walkie-talkie, so here's my idea. I'm going to call... Do you remember a few episodes ago when I mentioned that MCI... phone line to test the quality of your phone connection? Here, let me call it up real quick. I'm gonna get them to say quotes from this line, I guess, because they're, you know, nice, simple things.
Fishing in a mountain stream is my idea of a good time.
There we go. Stuff
after
like that.
After the dance, they went straight home. The hostess taught the new maid to serve.
Adding fast leads to wrong sums. The show was a flop.
I'm going to write some of these down. I'm going to type them into my notebook here.
There was water
here
in the cellar after the heavy rain.
And I guess I just want to see if they'll do it. And if
a
they
large
will...
large size and stockings is hard to sell.
If it's easy...
The juice of lemons makes fine punch.
Okay, let me stop this thing. If you want to listen to those quotes, by the way, the phone number to that line, you can test the quality of your phone connection. The phone number is 858-651-5050. And you can listen to a bunch of random quotes like that. I don't know where they come from, like who made them up. I'm guessing that every sentence that they give you uses a certain number of sounds. Maybe. I don't know what the fuck that line's for, really. But I just played that line for a while. I'm going to edit it all out of this show because you guys don't want to hear all that. But I wrote a bunch of them down. And I noticed that they are random. They started repeating after a while, but not in the same order. So all of those things that they say, they are completely randomized, and it seemed after listening to about, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 of them, they started repeating themselves.
This is Walmart Electronics. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office. We're testing the new walkie-talkies. Do you have a walkie-talkie on you?
No.
Ah, crud. Why don't you have one?
Actually...
What? He said, actually, and then just kind of disappeared. That's weird. Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
What do you need to know?
Oh, do you so you don't have a walkie-talkie then?
No. Oh. Not in this department at this time.
Okay, all right. Well, that's weird that you put me on hold forever just to come back and tell me no again. What the hell was that? Weirdo?
No, I was actually asking my manager about something.
You say actually a lot. Anyway, okay, I'll call a different department then. Thank you very much, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye. Wow, that was weird. I thought he was going to get a walkie-talkie. I thought he was saying, actually, there's one over here, I think. I'll go get it. But nope, he just trailed off mid-word and disappeared forever.
Thank you for calling Walmart Supercenter. May I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office. Is this the fitting room?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, great. We're testing the new walkie-talkies. Do you have a walkie-talkie there?
I do.
Okay, great. Do you have the earpiece, or is it just, no earpiece?
No, I just have the radio.
Okay. We just have some phrases. We set up a new system today, and we have some phrases to read into it, for you to read into it. If you're ready, we can go ahead and get started on that. It should just take a few minutes.
Okay. Is it okay if everybody else that has the radio hears me?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. We got to make sure everyone can hear it all over the store. We got to turn up the power to just the right amount.
That's everybody with radio headset, right?
Yeah. Everyone should hear it. You should do this on the main channel.
Okay, this is channel 2 for the managers.
Oh, no, just the one for all the employees, like everyone to hear?
I can't do it for both. I either have to be on channel 1, which is the front, or 2 for the managers.
Oh, yeah, we should do the channel 1, the one that all the employees hear, right?
CSMs hear it.
Well,
on channel 1, it's for the CSMs up front. Channel 2 is for all of the managers, from Jamie all the way down.
Oh, the regular employees don't have walkie-talkies?
Support managers.
At that
store? What now?
The regular employees, they don't have walkie-talkies at that store?
Oh, no. No, only the CSMs up front have them. The cashiers don't have them. And the people outside, the cart pushers, have them.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And then, of course, all the managers have them, but they have the earpiece, too.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll just, which one has the most people on it? No, channel 2? Or channel 1?
Channel 2, that would be the main management.
Okay, great, we'll do that one. They're like test phrases. They sound weird, but it's just to test all the different frequency ranges and stuff. So are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, test phrase number 1 is this. A saw is a tool used for making boards. You just say that in there. A saw is a tool used for making boards.
You're going to think I lost my mind.
Oh, no, it's fine. They know about it. We're testing today. We got to do this for everyone.
A saw is used for making boards.
Yep.
Okay, let me say that.
A saw is a tool.
Is that right?
Yeah, a saw is a tool used for making boards.
Oh, is a tool.
Yeah, just it doesn't matter if you mess up a little. It's just to test the general whatever. Science.
Okay, I'll say that.
Okay.
A saw is a tool for making boards.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
I did that one.
Okay. Uh-huh. The next one is, the crooked maze failed to fool the mouse.
The what now?
The crooked maze failed to fool the mouse.
The crooked.
Yeah, the crooked maze failed to fool the mouse.
Okay, the crooked, now they're on the radio, I can't say it.
Oh, tell them to be quiet.
Be just a second.
Okay.
Okay, the crooked man tried to fool the mouse.
Yep, that's it.
I'll say it now.
Okay.
The crooked man tried to fool the mouse. Okay, that one.
All right, just a few more. Try to have the court decide the case.
Try to have...
the court decide the case.
The court...
yep.
Inside
the case.
Okay. Try to have the cord inside the case. Okay. Who are you calling from? Because they're asking me what I'm doing.
I'm from Station 11, 11-B.
Okay. It's a man from Station 11-B for testing on the radios. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Next is, the hogs were fed chopped up corn and garbage.
Chopped up what now?
Corn and garbage.
Oh, okay. The hogs were fed chopped corn and garbage.
Yep. Was that into the walk?
The hogs were fed chopped corn and garbage. Testing. Okay. And the next one?
The next one is, the play seems dull and quite stupid. Are you writing these down or something?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
The play seemed bold and quite stupid.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The play seemed bold and quite stupid. Okay.
All right. Only a few more left.
Now they're asking me. Hang on a second.
Okay.
This is a man that I have to say these things to test the radio. I'm not sure where he's calling from. I think probably store manager Jamie knows who he is. Okay.
Okay. The desk was firm on the shaky floor.
Okay. The desk was firm on the shaky floor. Okay?
Please stop saying that over the radio.
You tell him to be...
You're telling me to quit saying that on the radio.
What they're saying.
You're telling me not to do this.
Which person is saying that?
I don't know who it was. Would you like to speak with Jamie?
Well, could you just tell him on the radio, tell him to be quiet?
No, I can't tell the managers to be quiet.
No, it's okay. I'm from Station 11B. 11-B.
Station 11-B. Okay.
Wait, what are they saying? Let's listen. What are they saying?
This is Co-Manager Casey. How can I help you?
Hey, Casey. We're just doing a test of the radios.
I'm sorry.
Okay, who are you?
This is Greg. I'm from Station 11-B with the corporate office.
Station 11-B at the corporate office?
That's right. So do you have a walkie-talkie? You could just finish the test for us.
Okay. I haven't received any communication on this, so if you guys could send an email, we can conduct the test at a later time, okay?
Oh, come on. This is hilarious. Wait, I'm just going to have her.
Goodbye.
I was going to have her say just ridiculous things, and they're going to get more and more ridiculous. And Casey hung up on me. I thought it was going so well, too. Now they're probably going to try and figure out what kind of scam that could have possibly been. Like, exactly how is he scamming money from us? We don't understand. We know it's some kind of a scam.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
Thank you for calling your Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office. We're doing the walkie-talkie test today. Do you have a walkie-talkie there?
I have a.
You do? Okay. Do you have the earpiece in, or just a walkie-talkie without an earpiece?
No, I have the earpiece in.
Oh, could you take the earpiece out? We have to have it out for the test to work.
Oh, so you want me to take the earpiece out, but keep the other.
Keep the what?
You want the other part of the radio on or off?
Oh, we need it on. We need to say a few test phrases into the radio just to make sure it works.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to take the earpiece thing totally off?
Yes, totally off. So you know the sound just comes out of the radio itself.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, do you have just one phone there, or do you have two phones?
I have one where I am right now.
Okay. Do you have like a cordless phone though? Also?
No, it's not a cordless.
Okay.
So, do you want me to just keep listening, wait until you tell me it's done?
Oh, well, no, I have to have you say a few test phrases into the radio. Like on the main channel that everyone listens on.
Into the radio without the earpiece.
Yep. And they're just designed to test out the radio, test out the new system and everything. They sound kind of weird, but it's fine.
Okay, well, this...
Are you ready to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. The first phrase is, the lease ran out in 16 weeks.
I got to push the thing in then.
Yeah. Just hold the button down.
The lease ran out in 16 weeks. Did you hear it?
Yep. It sounds like it's coming through. It's a little bit low. Do you have the volume up on there so we can hear if anyone responds to that?
It's pretty up, but I can I just turn it up all the way. You want me to try it again?
Yeah, the lease ran out in 16 weeks.
Okay.
The lease ran out in 16 weeks.
Okay, next one is, a cup of sugar makes sweet fudge. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that one? It seemed like the phone cut out there.
Okay, hang on.
A cup of sugar makes sweet fudge.
Okay, the next one is, the ripe taste of cheese improves with age. Did you say that one yet?
Yep.
Oh, that one cut out. That was weird.
Okay, you want me to try again?
Oh, sure, could you? The ripe taste of cheese improves with age.
Okay. Was that better?
Yeah, I think so. Is the walkie-talkie like right by the phone?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yeah, come on my way.
Okay, try to have the court decide the case.
The court?
Yeah, try to have the court decide the case.
Oh, you're wanting me to say that again. Okay, hang on.
Yep.
Decide the case.
All right, the next one is, cake is really yummy and I love to eat it.
Okay. Cake is really yummy and I love to eat it.
Tina?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It's a guy from corporate that's trying to test the radio. Hang on, I gotta let somebody in the fitting room.
Okay.
So how many do you have?
Flight number 5, please.
Uh-oh. Thumbs.
Are you sure?
Are you the prank call? What are you talking about?
Hello?
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Is this the same person or is this a different person?
Different person.
Oh, okay. Hello. How are you doing today?
Very good.
That's good.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're just doing a walkie-talkie test. That's all. I'm from the corporate office.
Are you sure? Can I call you back?
I'm positive.
I've been here for 2 years, and I never heard of this.
Well, you haven't heard of everything. You know, things are moving fast these days. Exponential growth. You know, technology's moving fast. We set up a whole... Oh, there she goes. She just did not want to hear about it. The reason I was asking her if she had two phones is because, like, I could have her maybe get on the overhead paging system, you know, for the entire store to hear and have her say silly phrases through that. Oh, by the way, I made up the whole, you know, I love cake, it's very yummy, whatever that was. I couldn't think of anything else weird to have her say. But I wonder if I get another Walmart fitting room, if they might have two phones. Because if they have two phones, they could stay on the line and say wacky things. But then I'd want to make sure we could hear the walkie-talkie so people could be like, hey, what the hell are you doing? Why are you saying that stuff over the store? Electronics would have two phones, so maybe I'll try electronics next.
Thank you for calling Snow Walmart. I may direct your call.
Hey, is this the fitting rooms?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Big Ed from the corporate office with Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And we're just doing the new intercom test, the all-paging store test thing. Do you have two phones back there or just one?
Just one.
Ah, crud.
Well, we have one in the fitting room and we have one down the road a ways in the jewelry department, but this is the main phone.
So you can't reach two phones at once, I guess, right?
No.
Okay, well, that's all right. This is just for the walkie-talkie test anyway.
Can you come over here by electronics?
Why is that hilarious?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just the fitting room.
Okay, yeah. So the walkie-talkie, the system has been replaced, and we just need to have you say a few test phrases into the walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Are you ready to get started with that?
Sure.
Okay. Phrase number one. You just say this into the walkie-talkie over the main channel. We're just trying to make sure everything works. Just say, the play seems dull and quite stupid.
The play seems dull and quite stupid.
Yeah, these are just test phrases. I know they're weird. Are you okay?
Okay, yes.
People are going to think you're crazy, but it's fine. I'm from the corporate office.
I'm from the corporate office?
No, I'm from the corporate office. You're in the fitting rooms.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to say that.
Oh, well, I don't know. If you want to pretend, that's fine. You can say that, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, just say that into the walkie-talkie. The play seems dull and quite stupid.
The play seems dull and quite stupid.
Uh-huh, yep. Was that into the walkie-talkie just now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep, it seems like it's coming through. The next one is, these days, a chicken leg is a rare dish.
These days, a chicken leg is a rare dish.
Yep. I don't know who makes...
Okay.
I don't know who comes up with these, but that's what they say we have to do.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh. A chicken leg is a rare dish.
Okay, yep. Seems like that one's coming through. Next one is, my new name is Amethyst, and I am a crystal gem.
My new name is Amethyst, and I'm a crystal gem.
Yes. Oh, did you say that one in there?
My name is Amethyst, and I'm a crystal dish.
Crystal gem.
Crystal gem.
Yep. Did you say that into the walkie-talkie? I didn't hear that one.
Yes, I did.
Oh, could you try that once more?
My name is Amethyst, and I'm a crystal gem.
Could you sing the Crystal Gems theme song?
Can you sing the Crystal Gem theme song?
Okay, did you say that into the walkie-talkie?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Next, the hogs were fed and chopped. Wait, I'm sorry. The hogs were fed chopped corn and garbage.
The hogs were fed chopped corn and garbage.
Is anyone responding to any of this yet? Like, you don't have an earpiece in, do you?
No.
Yeah, you'd think they'd think you're crazy by now and be saying, what the heck are you doing over there, lady? a saw is a tool used for making boards.
A saw is a tool for making boards.
Yep. Which isn't true when you really think about it. Well, like, who came up with that one? Jeez. It doesn't make boards.
I like the pig one better.
No, only. Oh, we should say that one again. Okay, the next one is, the desk was firm on the shaky floor.
The desk was firm on the shaky floor.
Okay, did you say that in the walkie-talkie?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the next one. The next one is, Mayday, Mayday, SOS, can anyone hear me?
Mayday, Mayday, SOS, can anyone hear me?
Weird, no responses. I hope this is working.
Uh-huh.
Can you
Mayday,
say,
Mayday, SOS, can anyone hear me?
Did you just do that again in the walkie-talkie?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mayday, Mayday, can anyone hear me?
The next phrase is, I have just tried an edible for the first time, and man, it's good.
I have just tried an edible for the first time, and man, it's good.
No responses yet. That's weird. They're supposed to respond with, you know, the matching test phrase.
That's weird.
Okay, next phrase is, I know it's not 420 right now, but man, am I blazing it.
I know it's not 40 yet, but man, am I blazing it.
420. It's not 420 yet.
It's not 420 yet.
But man, I'm high as fuck.
But man, I'm high.
As fuck.
What? What?
No, we have to test. We have to test every letter combination. So you have to say, I'm high as fuck.
I'm high as a sock.
No, it's fuck. You know the curse word?
I don't know. I'm too old for this crap.
Okay, fine. I guess you don't have to say that one. Are you sure you're on the main channel where everyone can hear you?
Yes, I am.
And everybody, like, is there a lot of people working? How many people would you say have walkie-talkies?
I have no idea. They're all over the store.
All right. That was weird. She just hung up just then without any explanation. I wonder if someone ran over and hit the hang-up button on her.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
They're going to send her to rehab. Okay, I'm calling her right back.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Oh, hey there. Hello? We got disconnected somehow. Is this the fitting room again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is this the same person I was talking to before?
No.
Oh, who's this?
It's Kathy.
Oh, hey, Kathy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You?
I'm pretty good. What happened to the other lady? Did they send her to rehab?
Nope. She's off and she's headed home.
Oh, she just hung up on me, like, just mid-sentence. She just took off.
Oh, well, she had another call coming in. We can't be on the phone too long.
Oh, I see. Okay, weird. Yeah, we're just testing the walkie-talkies. Do you have a walkie-talkie there?
No.
Oh, where's your walkie-talkie? What?
Who did you want to talk to?
You. We have to test the walkie-talkies from the fitting rooms.
Oh, no. Who is this?
This is phase 7 of the test. This is Greg from the corporate office.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Whatever.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So what was her name before?
What's that?
What was that lady's name from before?
Joelle.
Wow. She didn't even hang out and chat with you for a minute. She just took off.
Oh, because we had another phone call and she had to answer the phone. You can't play on the phone.
Oh, well, it's not playing. We're just doing a test. It's just an important test.
Oh, what kind of test are you doing?
For the walkie. Checking us out? Yeah, for the walkie-talkies. So you don't have a walkie-talkie there, though?
No.
Huh. Darn.
Yeah.
Hey, are you able? Do you know how to make a three-way call? Can you make a three-way call to the overhead paging system?
No.
Oh.
Because I got to hang up.
Oh, you'd have to hang up. You could put me on hold and get on the overhead paging and then say something wacky and then come back.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
Oh, darn it. Darn. Darn.
So, anyway.
Is there anyone in the fitting room?
Your name again?
My name is Greg from the corporate office.
Greg.
Yep, okay. Greg. Is there anyone in the fitting rooms right now?
Nope.
I was going to have you, like, bang on their door and tell them to hurry the hell up.
Is this a big joke or something?
Just to see if you'd do it. Yeah, it's a joke. I was just pranking that lady before. I was just joking with her. I was making her say silly things into the radio.
Oh, okay. So, anyway,
yep.
Don't you have anything better to do?
I guess not. I think I'm going to call over to electronics and get them to do something weird.
Want me to call you over there?
Oh, yeah. Could you transfer me, please?
Uh-huh. Just a minute. Lay you.
Thank you.
I'll probably hang up on you, too. Oh, bye.
Bye. But she still transferred me. Okay. I'm so disappointed we didn't get a reaction from the radio.
Electronics?
Oh, hey. This is Greg from the corporate office with Walmart.
Okay.
And we were noticing some strange transmissions on the walkie-talkie. Do you have a walkie-talkie there with you?
We do not.
Ah, darn it. Darn. Are you able to get on to the overhead paging system?
On the what now?
You know, the overhead, so the everyone in the store can hear you. We're running a new system, a new test on the new overhead paging system.
Okay. I don't believe so.
Oh, you don't know how to get on the overhead paging thing and you know, request...
You mean like the loudspeaker and all that?
Yeah, the all-store page, yeah. So everyone in the store can hear you?
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Okay, do you have a second phone there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, could you get on that second phone while you stay on the phone with me and do a quick page?
Okay. Who do you want me to page?
We're going to say several test phrases. The first, just say, this is a test of the Walmart paging system. Please ignore everything I'm about to say.
Okay. All right, we'll go do that right now.
Okay, well, are you going to be able to stay on the phone with me while you do it?
It's actually at a different counter.
Oh, you don't have two phones? You don't have, like, a cordless phone back there?
Yeah, it's on the connections counter is where it's at.
Could you stretch the phone across the thing? Or could you just leave the phone off the hook, and that way I can hear it through my phone?
Oh, sure, yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Thank you. I hope he remembers what to say.
And you just wanted me to say the phrase, this is just a test, correct?
Yeah, this is a test. Please ignore everything I'm about to say.
Okay.
How can I help you, sir?
He's doing a test for me. You just stay out of it.
Sir, how can I help you?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. We're doing an overhead paging system test for the all-store page machine loudspeaker.
What machine are you looking for?
No, we're doing a test. The other guy I was talking to, he needs to get on the overhead paging system real quick.
Gentlemen, I'll have to switch you over to our head office. Just a moment.
Okay, wait. Do you have a walkie-talkie with you?
No, I do not.
Ah, nobody in electronics does.
Nope, nobody does.
It's weird. You think?
Yeah, it's weird because you'd be calling electronics, which we don't have a walkie-talkie back here.
You don't have a what? Oh, well, no, this isn't a walkie-talkie test. This isn't a loudspeaker test.
Yeah.
You know, stop trying to question everything from the corporate office, motherfucker.
You have a good day, sir.
Why? Does that mean you're... Yeah, he's hanging up on me. Man, I think it's about time to end this test, I think. I kind of feel like this whole test thing is a failure. I was hoping I could do this on a live show and just, you know, get on walkie-talkies really easily, get people to say crazy things. I remember on the Jason Siegel podcast, I think it was a Bed Bath & Beyond that they called into and got on their walkie-talkies. So maybe I could call a Bed Bath & Beyond, although I think they have... They probably have earpieces, don't they? They're not walking around with their radios blaring.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bed Bath & Beyond. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hey, Vicky. This is James from the corporate office with Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
Hey, I needed to find out the state of your walkie-talkie radio things there. Do you guys have, do all the employees there carry radios with them?
We do.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to talk to Kathy? She's standing right here.
Well, do they all have earpieces in or do they just have the walkie-talkie?
No.
No earpieces?
No earpieces.
Oh, mm-mm. This is perfect. Could I have another department, like over, you know, like housewares, like where the KitchenAid mixers are?
Okay, hang on just a second.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. This is Kathy. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Kathy. Is this the KitchenAid mixer department?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait. I thought this was like the front, like the registers or something. Where are you located?
Nope. What can I help you with?
I need you to do some tests on your walkie-talkie. I'm calling from the corporate office with Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm going to trick you into saying a bunch of wacky phrases over the walkie-talkies so everyone will laugh at you.
Why am I going to do that?
Because I'm going to trick you. I'm going to pretend that I'm with the corporate office. And I'm going to say, I need you to read these phrases into the walkie-talkie. And you're going to do it. Oh, wait, I'm doing this wrong. I'm not supposed to say this stuff out loud. I'm sorry. I'm just supposed to think this stuff. Crud. I messed up.
Okay, we just have walkies. We don't have...
Oh, you don't have
walkies? So you're not going
to... You don't have walkie-talkies? You just have walkies?
We don't have the earpieces or anything.
Oh, well, that's better. So, no, that's what we need to do the test. I have these.
So how are you going to hear it?
Well, I'm from the corporate office. We can zero in on the radio waves from here at the corporate office, and we can hear everything that happens.
Okay, and why are we doing this?
Because we've set up a new system. Like, you know how walkie-talkies have a base system they communicate with, and then they send the signal back out?
No.
Yep,
so can you hold one moment, though? We're helping a customer. Let me put you on hold.
We're aligning the satellites, though.
I know, but can you... I'm helping a guest. Let
okay.
me put you on hold.
All right. Okay. Oh, it's ringing. Why is it ringing?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Kathy?
It is.
Oh, hey, Kathy.
Sorry, but I had like three customers that I was helping.
Oh, it's okay. It's no problem at all. We got to do these walkie-talkie tests real quick. Do you have a walkie-talkie there with you?
I do.
Okay, I just need you to say, these are just test phrases. They sound kind of weird. The first test phrase that you have to say into the walkie-talkie is, it's this. The desk was firm on the shaky floor.
The what?
The desk was firm on the shaky floor.
The best?
Yeah, the desk. You know, like a desk that you write on?
Oh, the desk? Okay, the desk?
Yep, was firm on the shaky floor.
Okay, we're doing a test on the walkie. The desk was firm on the shaky floor.
Okay, that one sort of came through, but we need to turn up the power a little bit. Could you say one more? I need you to say another phrase. It's these days a chicken leg is a rare dish.
These days a chicken leg is a rare dish.
I like how I can hear it echoing out of someone else's walkie-talkie. That's kind of cool. Are you there, Kathy?
I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Next phrase is, the play seems quite dull and quite stupid.
Okay.
It's okay to say stupid. It's one of the test phrases.
Actually, it's not.
Okay, fine. I'll go to the next one. The ink stain dried on the finished page. Okay, next phrase is, this guy on the phone isn't really with the corporate office.
Nope, I already got that, Bart.
Oh, no.
Why do you think I stand in here?
Why do you think what?
I just said it. Didn't you hear it?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that one through the walkie-talkie.
I did.
Oh, can you say it again? The guy on the phone is not from the corporate office.
Actually, I got to go help a guest.
Oh, can you say, I totally got fooled, even though I just explained to her a minute ago that I was trying to fool her?
Nope, I've got to go help a guest.
Can you transfer me to across the store, far away from you?
Actually, everybody's with the guests right now. I can keep you on hold for a while, but right now we're all really busy with guests.
How about to a back room or something?
I don't have anybody.
Right
now, everybody is with a guest.
Everybody, can you kick some guests out of the store?
Do you want me to take your number and I'll call you back?
No, that's okay. I'm just going to call the next Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for helping out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Wow, I'm so confused about that one. Did she believe me or did she not believe me? That whole thing was just weird. I feel this is less hilarious at a Bed Bath & Beyond, though. Oh, hello?
Thank you for calling Bed Bath & Beyond. This is Sadie. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Sadie. How big would you say your store is there?
How big?
Is it like as big as a Walmart?
You know, I don't know if I'm really good at answering that question. Let me ask somebody, okay?
Could you get a tape measure and just measure the store real quick?
I don't think I have a tape measure that big.
Oh, okay. Is there a way for you to do an all-store page, like pick up your phone and do an all-store page through the phone?
Yes.
Can you do it while I'm still on the phone? Or do you have to put me on hold?
I have to put you on hold.
Darn it. Do you have two phones next to each other anywhere in the store?
No. They're all connected.
Oh, darn. That wouldn't work. I was gonna try and get you to say something wacky over the all-store page.
Okay, can I put you on hold for a second?
Okay, sure. It looks like this one is located inside of a mall. I don't know if that means anything or not. Like, I don't know how, it's been a while since I've been inside of a Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know how big they are. But that's the thing, you know, they're smaller, so there's less chaos happening. It might seem less weird if there's a bunch of weirdness coming through the walkie-talkies. They probably don't take things as seriously as Walmart does. You know, with their 12 managers working and...
Thanks for holding. This is Eric.
Hey, Eric. I'm calling from the corporate office with Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to do the walkie-talkie test. Do you have a walkie-talkie there with you?
I do.
Okay. We just have some test phrases to stay into the walkie-talkie.
Okay. Now, if you're calling with corporate, there should have been some sort of message they sent?
Oh, no, we're just, I'm in the IT department. It seems like your walkie-talkies haven't been going at full power. We just have
to... Ours have been fine.
But we haven't been able to hear it here at the corporate office.
It's hear them here.
Oh, no, yeah, we do. We have satellites set up. We have, like, a special station on the International Space Station.
Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't you give me a number that I can call you back at?
No, because...
At corporate office, and I'll call you back.
But no, if I do that, then you'd probably realize I'm not really with the corporate office, and this whole sham would fall apart. So
exactly.
Look, just I got some phrases for you to say. Get out your walkie-talkie and
oh, I don't think that's going to happen, but thanks for calling.
Come on, please. Please. Well, fuck. I hope some other prank show out there copies this idea and has better success at it than me. Because that would be awesome to hear if someone actually gets some craziness to happen. And it seems like the overhead paging thing could work if we could just find a place that has, you know, two phones next to each other. I guess I could try the Target fitting rooms, but they seemed a little bit better trained these days. I've tried a few things with Target recently, and they're very suspicious back there at the fitting rooms.
Target, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Target.
Okay.
And we're calling to, were you having problems with the overhead paging intercom system there?
You know, I'm not sure. Let me get you over to LOD and they can answer your question.
Oh, no, they asked me to call over to this department, the LOD did, because the overhead paging wasn't working. Are you able to do overhead pages from there?
I have not tried. I've only been here for a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, are you able to do them while we're on the phone together, or do you have to put me on hold?
I can put you on hold.
Well, I mean, could you do it without putting me on hold?
No, because I have to use the phone that I'm talking to you on.
Ah, well, don't you have a cordless phone there?
Not in the fitting room. That would be over in electronics.
Oh, darn. Maybe I should try over to electronics. Could I be transferred over there?
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Electronics, this is John. How can I help you?
Hey, John. This is Craig from the corporate office with Target.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi. Were you having some problems with the, I guess you were having some problems with the overhead paging system from the electronics department? Have you used the overhead paging system today?
No, I haven't. Usually the overhead paging is all done from the fitting room.
Oh, but you can do it, though, from electronics, can't you?
I honestly have no idea. I've never seen anybody do it from electronics.
Oh, like you don't know, like, the code to dial to do that?
I don't know, since all of our paging is done out through the fitting room.
Hmm. Well, crud. Okay. I'll try something else here, then.
Alrighty. I'm so sorry I couldn't be more help.
Oh, it's okay. I love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, neither of them were very suspicious. They just couldn't do it. Let's try a walkie-talkie test.
We are now hiring. If you're interested in joining our team, we'd love...
Home Target. This is Jesse. How may I help you?
Hey, Jesse. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Target.
Hi.
Hi. I guess you guys were having problems with your walkie-talkies there. Do you have a radio with you?
Can you hold on just a minute, please?
Okay.
This is Danielle. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. Is this the fitting room?
Nope, it's not the fitting room, but it's an LOD. How can I help you?
Oh, I just needed the fitting room.
Oh, what were you looking for?
The fitting room.
Okay, just one moment.
Thank you.
Can you transfer? How do you transfer to a different line? Like to put it back on 2285. Do I just do 2285?
She hung up on me. She doesn't know how to transfer. The LODs don't know how to transfer at Target. That's pretty funny.
Thank you for calling Target. This is Jesse. How may I help you?
Hey, Jesse. It's Steve Dave again. I just need to do the walkie-talkie test with you. I'm from the corporate office.
I don't have any... I'm not allowed to do this, so I have to transfer you to one of my LODs.
Oh, I already talked to the LOD, and she tried to transfer me back, but she didn't know how.
Okay. Hold on, just one minute, please.
Again.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. See, I'm not going to get anywhere with this Target. I should have done that first Target. They seemed pretty, you know, okay with pretty much everything. Wish I could remember which one that was.
Thank you for calling Target. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Target.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just calling to do the walkie-talkie test. Do you have a walkie-talkie there with you?
I do.
Okay. Does it have the earpiece in, or is it just a walkie-talkie by itself?
No earpiece.
Okay, great. It's just they're testing the power and the frequencies and all that. I just have a list of phrases here for you to read over the main channel.
Okay. Do I need to let anyone else know?
Oh, no, they know. The LODs have been notified. And, yep.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, phrase number one. A saw is a tool used for making boards.
A saw is a tool used for making boards.
Okay, phrase number two. The crooked man failed to fool the mouse.
The crooked man failed to fool the mouse.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Oh, what are they saying?
Oh, that's someone looking for Dustin, our loss prevention.
Dustin, that's always something with him. Okay, next phrase. Try to have the court decide the case.
Try to have the court decide the case.
The hogs were fed chopped up corn and garbage.
The hogs were fed chopped up corn and garbage.
The ripe taste of cheese.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I was listening to her, what she was saying on the radio. What'd she say?
Okay, that's Brandy. She's asking me who I'm talking to.
Oh, you can talk to her real quick.
Okay. I'm doing a test over the radio with corporate. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. The next one is the play seems...
Can we switch to three?
Oh, who's switching to three?
Okay, she's asking me to switch to three.
Oh, okay. We can do that. Can you put it next to the phone so I can hear it good?
Okay. Yes. I'm switching to three now. Okay. I'm on three now. I'm ready for the next phrase.
Oh, okay. Well, is she... I thought she was going to talk to you on three.
No, she wanted me to switch to three so I wasn't clogging up channel one, is what... That's what they...
Oh, no, no. The, we have to do the test on the main channel.
Okay, that's what I thought. So,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll switch back to one.
I'm sorry. I thought she was just wanting to talk to you.
Okay. I'm back on channel one.
Okay, let's see. The play seems dull and quite stupid. That's the new phrase.
Okay. This is Donna. I'm the LOD today. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Donna. I'm a prank caller. I was just trying to get her to say silly things into the walkie-talkie for fun.
That was apparent, yes.
Yep. Did it, like, what was the general attitude around the store when these phrases were said? She doesn't want to be interviewed. Oh, man. I don't even know if this stuff is funny. Am I going to put this in a show for real? I've been doing this for over an hour now. I think I'm about done with it. But I think this should have another try someday. Maybe with some different test phrases. You know, test phrases that I didn't get off of that MCI line. And maybe next time I could have G-Ad hanging around in the store with a hidden camera in his Slurpee Cup, one of those hidden Slurpee Cup cameras, and he could just hang out around employees and gauge the response and everything. Maybe sneak up into some offices where the Legion of Doom hangs out.
Hey, you hot bitch.
Hey, Corbin guy.
Guess what? I think getting busted was the best thing that ever happened to you, because you're really cranking them out, buddy. You're really cranking out the shows.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Oh my god, I'm doing a Timothy Henson. I'm pitching a tent.
That's
yay!
Great.
All right, bye.
Bye, Corbin guy. It doesn't have anything to do with me getting busted, though. You guys, I'm not stuck in the house. I'm not on house arrest, I swear. That's not the reason all the shows are happening. The reason all the shows are happening... Well, I mean, I guess it's sort of because I got busted, because I'm forced to be completely sober now, unless I want to become an alcoholic. But also because I'm girlfriendless. So that's really cleared up my schedule, but, you know, we'll see how long that lasts.
Hello, Roy. I've been listening to your show since I was a little kid, actually. And I actually... almost got arrested because of you, because, and I actually talked to you about this one time through the comments.
You say actually about as much as that one guy from the electronics department at Walmart. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
I watched your Taco Bell takeover video and thought it'd be hysterical to go on the local police frequencies and mess with them for months before they figured out it was me. And I also, in a video, stole a telecom truck, an old telecom truck, and there was a video of it on the Facebook group.
Entire
and
truck?
Nobody ever really said anything about it, and I was hoping you'd you'd say something about it. But you didn't, you dumb hobo. So, yeah, I'm on probation now, even though I didn't even leave the yard with it. So thanks.
Stole the truck? He stole an entire truck? So what, you just got in it and, like, drove around the yard a little bit? That's pretty insane. Grand Theft Auto. I didn't tell anyone to do that. You can't blame me for that. And I also didn't tell anyone to go on the police frequencies. We were just fucking with Taco Bell. We weren't getting on the police frequencies. Holy shit, quit blaming me. And where am I supposed to see this video of you stealing a phone company truck? I want to see that. Put a link to it in the show notes or something, and hopefully I'll see it.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey,
I haven't called in for a while. I've been sick, and you know, I can probably lay out more excuses for like you do always, Brad. Yep, yep, that's right. You're always
holding your phone upside down. Jesus Christ, fix your phone. I can't understand you.
Everywhere on the phone, everything. It's one of the funniest.
Mumble. Yeah, I'm sure this is a great voicemail, Crimson.
Yeah, this one, dude.
But I'm not going to listen to the entire minute and 40 seconds of this. Sorry. Here, maybe I'll skip ahead to the very end, see if it gets better. Nope, still sounds like shit. You're just going to have to stick to texting me spam, where you beg me to buy into stocks or whatever. Whatever the hell that was. Why are you texting me to buy stocks from Apple and Ford? I don't need this shit on the PLA voicemail, Crimson. I have enough to deal with around here.
I think y'all are evil, and y'all are the devil.
Yep.
What y'all do to them poor people.
I agree.
Why you do stuff like that? Calling people, telling them that their mom's dead, that it's going to kill their dog.
What? I never said it's going to kill their dogs. I just said it was going to set their paws on fire or something. That's all.
You called and said, I put weed killer all over your lawn.
I'd be like, yes.
It's going to kill your dog.
I don't have to mow anymore. It's going to be great.
It's going to kill your lemon trees.
Lemon trees.
Just plain. Y'all are awesome. Aww, love you.
Thanks. I was almost convinced. I thought you really hated us.
Hey, Brad. Brasco Ryan.
Hey, Nabisco
Ryan.
I had
a revelation. So, I was just wondering, do you think you're better than the rest of us because your dog walks on the moon? Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Maybe.
But one thing I noticed about it was you never really tell us what kind of dog it is. Because, you know, my cat walks on the moon,
too.
I didn't
write the thing.
Does that make me special? Here's the thing with cats. Cats are cats, man. They don't really have, you know, anything except for weird personalities. But, you know, there's big dogs, there's little dogs. And I'm wondering if maybe your dog's walking on the moon. Is your dog a registered poodle file? Is that why it has to live on the moon?
My dog's a good boy.
Is that why you don't talk about what kind of dog you
have? He's such a good boy.
What kind of dog walks on the moon?
How dare you suggest that?
I think your dog's probably a registered poodle file. I think that's really what it is. Anyway. Food
it's
for
not
thought,
true.
Man. Maybe you should come clean with all of us and let us know what kind of dog you got walking on the moon.
I have a dog.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about the Morgans? Cactus.
RBCP, this is Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey.
I'm calling to see if I'm out of the doghouse yet for stealing this name.
Yes, you are. Please stop talking about your name. Holy shit.
And also, I just want to tell you, your show, there's absolutely nothing better.
I know.
Nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
It's pretty terrific.
And I don't know what I would do without it. And it's so good that I would like to cut you into my will for your piece of the family fortune.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, going ahead on the show, just put it on the voicemails on the show, all your personal information, social security number, address, everything.
All right.
Well.
I'll put it in the show notes.
To write that up real quick, like.
Look in the show notes.
Thank you, Brad.
It'll be in there for you. I appreciate it. Thanks for putting me in your will. Thanks for chasing off Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, Brad. I'm starting a snowplow show tribute band called Gloria's Glory Holes and the Butthole Winkers. Neener,
nice.
Neener, go suck on a wiener.
All right. Can't wait to hear the music that comes out of that.
Who the fuck is that? Who's saying those kind of things? Who is that? Who the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Who is that? Who?
Yeah, I'm sure this is a great voicemail, but it's 3 minutes long. I'm reading through the transcript. It looks like it doesn't say a whole lot else other than this.
Okay, All right, cool.
All right, bye. I'm sure it got a lot better.
Hey, Brad Carter. This is Redbeard's son, Gary Busey.
Hey,
I just called
son.
To tell you I got an idea for a call. I want you to call up people, tell them you're with their local church, tell them you got a message from God, tell them God wants them to stop being a motherfucker. Okay?
Oh,
tell
okay.
them God told you to call that number and tell them to stop being a motherfucker.
I do have a lot of church directories that I haven't
done anything
with. Okay,
don't say anything
with.
Mean about my idea, because I'm 13 years old, you piece of shit. Cactus.
I think it's a great idea. I'm going to do it. I'm going to call up little old ladies and pass along messages from God. Great idea.
Hello, Brad. I was listening.
I'll do that right after I do those Tide prank things that I never got around to in this show.
When you were being threatened by the Sicilian Mafia, and I found that rather disturbing. So we decided the People's Karma Squad is going to come to the rescue.
Yay.
Never fear, the Karma Squad's here.
Woo-hoo.
If you're ever threatened again like that, tell them, I have the People's Karma Squad behind me. They don't have a chance. They're just a bunch of hobos.
All right.
Bye.
Great idea. I'm sure the Sicilian Mafia is going to be afraid of that. I got to go track down that guy's number and call him back right
RBCP,
now.
RBCP, it's JD calling.
Hey.
Long time. Anyway, still listening to the show religiously. Haven't missed anything.
That's
I just wanted
good.
To say, I got a little something in the mail today from the Phone Losers.
Holy
and
shit.
And it made my fucking day, man. I can't believe
what
I actually
have
my hands on How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. So I just want to say thank you for making my day and making me feel a part of something wonderful.
You're welcome. Don't thank me, though. You can thank Austin for that. He mailed that to me. And I'm sorry, Austin. I just, you know, I read the book. It was a great book. I read it on camera. If you're a part of the Elite Cactus Squad, you can hear the entire book. But I just didn't think I was going to read it again, so I sent it to JD. Glad you enjoyed it, JD. Make sure you send it to somebody else when you're finished with it.
Hey, Brad. This is Greg T. Just
want to
be curious about this. Could you try doing voicemails in the beginning of your show? Not all of them. Maybe just half of what you would do at the end.
Nah.
Put a few of the voicemails in the beginning of your show. Right? All the way in the beginning. Kind of after the music.
I should
part.
Just do a voicemail in between every single prank call. Spread them out, and you won't even notice they're there.
Or
yeah, that's what I should do.
Talk after the music part. To do just a few voicemails.
Maybe.
I'm curious how that would go. Anyways, just my two cents or try to do or see what people think of that.
Okay. What's all everyone right. think? Leave your comments in the comments.
I'm starting to listen to you again since I'm cleaning the RV right now. So, later, man.
Bye, Greg T.
Hi, Brad. It's Max Power.
Hello.
I was just wondering, where's the name Roy originated from? Was it from a prank call that you did way back in the day or...
Yep.
Something else? I'm not sure. I was just wondering what the history behind that name was. Anyways, thanks. Bye.
I have no idea why I picked the name Roy, but I know it goes back to around 1994. I used to have a recording of a teleconference that we did back in 1994, me and Zach and a bunch of other people. And I remember that's right around when I started using the name Roy, because we would call up people and I'd be like, my name is Roy. And it would make Zach giggle a lot. And that's where it started. I don't know where the name came from, though. Probably just random or something. I remember Roy would always do perverted calls, too. Like, call up tattoo places and tell them I wanted a tattoo of my penis on my penis, actual size. Just completely stupid shit like that that was barely even funny. And that's about all I can tell you. I don't know. That's it. Not very exciting stuff, I guess. I think it's about time to retire that, though. This stupid Roy name. It's all about the Steve Dave now.
Hey, Roy. It's Kentucky Hot Brown. I switched from Virgin Mobile to AT&T,
that's
and I was
great.
Wondering if this sounds any better.
Sounds
probably
pretty
not,
good.
But hopefully. It's like $5 more a month.
This is probably the best-sounding voicemail I've heard all day, so good job with that.
Also, I was wondering, since you're single now, can I titty-fuck you in the nutsack?
Okay.
Love your show. Bye, baby.
I've got your new AT&T number here, so I'll give you a call when I'm done recording. And I guess that's a good reason to just kind of end the show right now. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Todd K63, for being the sponsor of today's show. I mean, the corporate supervisor of today's show. I need to remember to do that. I actually like that idea. I think we need to take that idea way too far and assign corporate names and departments for everybody that listens, everybody that sponsors. We'll just call all the regular listeners that don't support the show, we'll just call them employees. They can be the lowly peons on the corporate totem pole. Todd K63 can be the CEO today until the next episode when he gets forced out. Somebody else is going to buy his shares of stock and he's just out of here. And then we need to start up a Facebook page where we, discuss corporate meetings and we post corporate memos to each other. We can file all our complaints with Lisa Marie over in HR. She'll have to deal with all the sexual harassment cases between everybody. And high school graduate, he can be corporate security. He can make sure that, you know, nobody's embezzling money from the company or anything like that. And holy shit, I just don't feel like thinking up any more than that right now. So fuck all this shit. I'm leaving. The show's over. What should our corporate name be for the Facebook page, though? Should it just be called The Corporate Office? And then we can have a bunch of knockoff companies underneath it. You know, like Royco Roofing, there's already a page for that. We need to set up a homeowners association page. That's one of our corporate products is a homeowners association. Maybe a separate Facebook page for the lube job department. I don't know. I'm quitting. The show's over, everyone. Thanks for listening. Here's a song by Emergency Pizza Party.
A little bit crazy, everyone can be. My madness is not beneath me. Kicking every last bone to be free. For my mind betrays me. Bashing every clinically insane magic mental sorcery. It would be crazy to admit I have got a belt from Belfry. Dropping it cold like a ghost. I'll be gone with smokeless hope. Into my grave I will go hanging from my nasty noose tied rope. Vanquish me, said that crow. My dog wings I will bestow. Dream of thunder roads every day in my head. The screaming grows. Watch them push, push up daisies. I am not the one that's crazy. Peter, Paul, and even Mary know how to push through mental cemetery. Oddball out, my stall are scary. Chastise me with all that staring. My brain decomposes with my straitjacket. Psychotherapy. I like kitties, loads of fun. They rob me a loaded gun. And I enjoy the lunch conundrum. Anti-happy, psychogness. And watch out in the nurse dungeon. They have needles full of poison. Taking back, I'm on a mission. Like my disorientation.
Stereo systems with brain implanted headphones. Screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices. Voice activated computers.
Take it easy, Jet.
The wisdom so I can see the world through your eyes. Hung like the wolf, gonna keep my lantern bright. Kissing on that wind with my anxious fist full of fright. I walk slowly, making sure not to cause any trouble. When I get the shiver down my back, fear it grows double. But I can't tolerate the local folk freak trying to raise the devil. Trying to come after me, gonna get my fruity pebbles. Bringing it back, I tiptoe, showing no one what I got. I'm winning it, quested. I'm not gonna stop storming to fight all the creatures. I totally fought, yeah. Did it win? Hell yeah, what I mean, mama bond. Chest, open it up, see what I got on my journey. Could it be forged by some wizards? Magic sorcery, yo. Could have been a witch of the sea, but I think it was Aphrodite. Yeah, these are all good plots for my role-playing party.
Stereo systems with brain-implanted headphones. Screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices. Voice-activated computers.
Take it easy, Jeffrey.
I'm high as a sock.